Okay, Vibe, take two. Roscoe.
Hey, Roscoe, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Got you. What's going on?
It's Vibe time from Batavia, Illinois.
All right.
Uncle Roscoe.
Uncle Roscoe it is.
Uncle Roscoe in out in Batavia.
I've got interesting... I've seen the baby, and Emily Jane is a little cutie pie. So that was interesting, but I have some interesting Batavia facts.
Okay.
Well, before I've told you that Kenny Anderson and Dan Issel were here, also Abe Lincoln's crazy wife was locked up here for a while during the 1860s. They were doing some bloodletting on her, you know, hoping that would straighten her out.
Mary Todd.
They did a lobotomy, my dad said.
On Mary Todd?
Yeah.
Did they save the part they took out?
I don't know. I think they saved the part.
Might be a nice collectible.
It is. It's down at the Depot Museum down there in Batavia.
Cool. Mary Todd's frontal lobe.
Yeah.
10 cents a peek.
So he says it's at the blacksmith shop.
Pounding out the dents.
No, but it turns out that the guy who invented Flag Day, what's his name again? Dr. Bernard C. Grand is also a Batavian.
How do you invent a day?
Well, I guess it's just like anything else. You know, you come up with an idea, you know, you put it on a t-shirt, you pass it around, you know, next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. And that's how it happened. I guess he, you know, came up with some idea we should have a day about the flag.
Well, let's get something that we sort of have that we can sell people, and then we'll make a day for it.
Definitely.
You know, like, stupid day.
I'd be into that. I might be the guy for that.
Yeah. So, what's the vibe?
Well, today's vibe is kind of a travel vibe. Me and ML went over to Portland, Michigan, and checked out some stuff over there. We drove by the Heritage Factory, but didn't have time to go in there.
And explain to them how you crack the headstock?
Well, they've got it now. They're working on it.
Mm.
So either they're going to re-neck it or put a bolt on there. See how that sounds.
Or a giant clamp.
How's your rated listenership?
It's hard to say. The phone has been ringing a lot, so I assume they're out there.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's too hot. Is it too hot there?
No, it's nice, but you know. We get the shut-ins and the people that are too hungover and can't deal with the sunlight, so...
There you go.
And
those are the people you want.
They're hungover and their sunglasses are somewhere in the pile of rubbish on the floor in the apartment and they just can't deal with going out.
Well, I wanted...
There are people.
I wanted to thank the diehards that showed for the Power Varmints show.
It was a good one.
It was a great one, Sco. I wanted to tell you that.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Fine job.
It was fun to really wail on the git fiddle there, you know?
Yeah. I didn't realize how much I didn't miss Warner's commentary.
Oh, Warner. So what was it? Oh, you know, I got a call from our pal, Eric Asimov.
Oh, yeah?
And he's asking me, he's got some questions for me about hot dogs. So I want to get together with him when we get back.
You bring him back some bratwurst?
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it to the place for the bratwurst, but I did as I was, we were driving through Battle Creek. Every kid knows Battle Creek, Michigan from reading
stupid cereal boxes.
The Shriners there were selling bags of Vidalia onions. I think I brought some of those back one time when I brought the last shipment of bratwurst. They're the super sweet onions. They come from Georgia only this time of year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, keep your... You shut-in gourmets, keep your eye out, you know. a nice quarter-inch whack of one of those is the best thing you could do for a burger.
Nah.
You know, so... I guess that's the vibe. The vibe is kind of a food and outdoor vibe.
Family, perhaps?
Family vibe. You know, hopefully you sent your Mother's Day stuff off or...
Or you're in trouble.
Yeah, or you're in trouble. Because, you know... The phone, unless you start early in the day, the phone, you can almost never get through on Mother's Day, and they never believe it, so.
Yeah, but it's easier to get through if your long-distance service is AT&T, I think.
Really?
Because when I had MCI, I could never get through it. Last year, I got through pretty easy.
Really?
Yeah.
I usually get the, all carriers are busy right now. Please call back.
Yeah.
And there's no one there to explain to. You don't understand. That's pretty much the vibe. What else is going on with you guys? What's the big Saturday night plan?
No plan. You know, Chinatown with the Quines and just visit our bartender pals.
There you go.
At stops 1 and 2. I do the early shift. I guess Dan will be on the late shift.
I don't know. I've been kind of doing all shifts lately. I might have to chill out.
You know.
The last time I was down there at that Chinatown place, I ordered the wonton, that incredible, like, $2 wonton soup that has 10
right.
of them in there.
The garbage can full of wonton soup.
Yeah, and he goes, roast pork? And I go, yeah, roast pork. I thought that he was talking about the filling of the wontons.
Oh, no, they put the big hunks of roast pork
throw,
in there.
Yeah, like a whole...
pig.
Yeah. Half a pig's leg in there.
Yeah.
So,
wow, we were down in the Thai one, you know, right on the square behind the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
And they had a really amazingly great shrimp, super hot, spicy, clear shrimp soup.
Great.
The best I ever had.
I'm going to have to go for that soon.
Yeah.
We've been having some good food around here. I think some steaks are in the future.
Mmm. Nice weather for it. Barbecue and the steaks outdoors?
Yeah, charcoal.
Mmm.
I can see the Weber from here. So, I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll be jetting back into your time zone. And till next week, aloha.
Bon appetit, Roscoe.
See ya.
Aloha. The Vibe Report.
Bye-bye.
He's a hungry man.